Dominic, here's one for you. Roy from Newmarket says, when a meteor falls to Earth, does it break the sound barrier?
Yes, it breaks the sound barrier, actually by a very long way. These meteors are typically travelling at 10, 20, 30,000 kilometres per second when they impact the atmosphere. So they'll produce a massive shockwave, and you may hear a bang if the meteor is big enough. A sonic boom, yes, exactly. And in fact, if you have a large meteor, such as the one which hit Tunguska in 1909, it was the shockwave that caused most of the damage rather than the object itself. The object would have been only a few tens of metres across, but the shockwave it produced devastated an area of several square miles in Siberia.
I guess the reason why you don't normally hear them for small shooting stars is they don't get far enough down, so the sound doesn't reach you standing on the ground.
Yes, and also they're very small objects, most shooting stars.
Thank you, Dominic. Dave, Kitchen Science, you sort of tantalised us and said you had a cool experiment, it's dead simple, but a breath of fresh air. What do you want people to do?
OK, this is ridiculously simple. You don't need any kit, which you haven't got on you literally at the moment. All I want you to do is hold your hand maybe 6 inches away from your mouth. Then, first of all, blow on it with your mouth open. So open your mouth up and blow on your hand. Remember that temperature. Now purse your lips and blow on your hand and see if you notice any difference. Then play around with the distance of your hand and see if you can find anything interesting going.